Praise is clear vision. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Praise is clear vision. When I praise anything, I have a clear vision of it. And I don't praise it to say something that's not true about it. I praise it to say something that's very true about it. I look at a beautiful sunset and I say, I love that sunset. It's so glorious, so wonderful. It is an exciting sunset. What a beautiful sunset. And truly, it's a beautiful sunset. And as I praise the sunset, as I recognize how beautiful it is, it becomes all the more beautiful. Not becoming beautiful because it was not beautiful before, but because I had not been looking at it. I had not been seeing it. Praise is when I begin to see the beautiful things in the world about me, when I begin to see the magic in my life, when I begin to see just how exciting everything really is. Now, how exciting is everything? How exciting is all in my life? How exciting is it? Well, as I stop and think about it, it's pretty exciting. I look at my house. My house is exciting. It's a simple little house. Just one big room with a bathroom and kitchen area and lots of windows and doors all around it. It's just an open glass box. And I can look out every single side of my house and see how glorious things are. I look out the front and I see the drive going by. I look out the side and I see a drive going by there too. And I look out the other side. I look out to the south. And there I see bushes and mountains and hills and glorious things. And right now I see the sun shining on the top of one rock sticking out the top of one of the hills here to the south. It's just glorious to see you. And it sort of has a face on it. And I'm so happy to see it. It just sort of tickles into my vision when I look over there to see it. And I'm looking out the side window to see the back of the house because it's at that location. And quite lovely to see you. Another location, I look over there and I see a big hole in the side of the top of the mountain there. We call it a cave, where several rocks are sort of lying together, forming that cave. It's quite beautiful. And oftentimes, we go up there to sit and meditate. It's a wonderful thing. You look out the front of the rock, and it's sort of a carved, etched area, and it gives a special vision, a special view. It's like forming, as a photographer would take his hands and cup it around what he's looking at to see, without all the extraneous things around it, what his vision, what his point of view is. And of course, the magic photographer, the photographer who's really the professional, he just sees what he wants to see. His eyes look only to what he wants to see, and he sees it, and he takes his picture, and regardless of what the photograph shows, he sees what he wants, and then he crops it to what he had seen when he first took the picture. And when he is done, he has a magical piece of art. Yes, praise is clear vision. How often do we praise ourselves? How often do we praise our own world? When we think of praise, we think of praising something else or praising something outside of us. But what about praising something inside of ourselves? Have you ever praised your eyes? Oh, I have glorious eyes. I have wonderful eyes. Have you ever said that? My goodness sakes. What a wonderful thing, looking out with your eyes. Some people don't have that privilege, but most do, thank goodness. And yes, look, what do you see? You see colors, you see thicknesses and lightnesses, and you see the fog, and you see the mist, and you see the sun, and you see the clear sky, and you see other people, and you see the the ways their faces make contortions, and you look at them and you say, oh, that person is so happy, that person is so sad, that person is so glad, that person's got a problem, you know. And what do? When you see a person who's got a problem, do you say, oh dear, they got a problem, how terrible that is? Or do you say, I see they have something on their mind. I see all is in divine order in their life. All is in divine order in their life. All is in divine order in their life. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Wow! I don't have to wait to be told that somebody has a circumstance that concerns them and they'd like a little extra boost along the way. And the extra boost is my praise. When I see something outside and when I look at some work that someone's done, and it's really not all that good, but I look at it and I say, there is something here to be praised. There is something here. Yes, I'm glad that it's done. I'm glad that they finished it. Now, I would do it perhaps a little differently, but that's what they did. Now, let it go. It's none of my business. I don't have to do it or not do it. It's done. And you see, when we learn how to praise, we learn how to live in the now. That's what I say to myself. My praise is clear vision. I have clear vision of everything I see. I praise my world. I praise my surroundings. I praise the people who live in it. I praise the now that I'm experiencing, the now that I'm living in. And wow, that now is so great. It is so fantastic. It is so rewarding. And it is so fulfilling. My goodness. I look over here and I see Rex sitting on the couch. Lying on the couch, really, and his paws are hanging over the edge, and his head is up on the edge of the couch, just as though it belongs there, and it does. It's his couch, and his eyes are closed, and he is breathing gently, very gently, and he is just absolutely content. And I say, what a good dog, what a wonderful dog, what a good feeling of peace he gives into my life. What a good feeling of contentment. And you know, another thing I like to praise, I look at Rex, and he goes for a walk with me. And we walk for an hour every single day all around the campus. And as we walk, he gets himself into some puddles of mud, into some dirt. He gets into some brush. He gets into all sorts of things. And he's a golden retriever with long golden hair, glorious to see. And he comes up to me, and he is full of mud. His legs are full of mud. His coat looks like it's going to be forever to brush him out. And we still have two-thirds of our walk to do. And he is into something else. And he's running up on the side of the mountain. And he's coming back. And he's dashing here and dashing there. And he's zipping everywhere he can. And if a golf cart comes along, he has a race with the golf cart and says, I can beat you. I can beat you. And the golf cart goes along at 15 miles an hour. And Rex is out front. Yes. And by the time we get home again, Rex has had a wonderful workout. He feels just so full of vim and vigor. And I pet him, and there is not a bit of brush anywhere in his furry coat. There is no dirt on his legs. There is no little cactus in his paws. There's nothing. He is clean as a whistle. And I stroke him, and I say, you're a magic dog. You're so wonderful. I praise him, and it is the clear vision that sees him so pure and so beautiful, because that's what he is. He, for a while, he looked like the wreck of the Hesperus. For a while, he was just a mess. But in a short while, he left that behind, and he went on to his normal, beautiful, perfect self. His normal, beautiful, perfect self. And now, contentedly, he lays on the couch, waiting until I go up for breakfast with the rest of the monks. And he's saying, I always like to go up with them. They pet nice. And I go from one to the other, and they never stop petting me. And it's wonderful. And if somebody ever stops petting me, then I go to the next one. Because my vision is clear. I choose to be petted. So I go where the petting is. And you know, they have petting zoos where children can pet animals of different species, and they go into an enclosure with these animals, and the animals are very friendly and very loving and allow the children to pet them. Now there are goats and there are pigs and there are animals of various types, all animals that are loving to little children, and the little children are loving to them, and they will chase after the animals, and the animals know that that's part of the game, and they will run around and do great things together, and it's a wonderful thing. The children say, oh, what a wonderful goat, what a wonderful pig. Their praise is the clear vision. They don't see anything else other than that. You know, a story that we know very well, all of us, is that pigs are dirty animals. Pigs live in a pigsty, and pigs are chopping around in the mud, and pigs are just dirty, dirty, dirty. And the truth be known, of all the animals, of all the species in the world, pigs are among the cleanest of all animals. It's just that they are put into that environment by society, who chooses to raise them for their fatness, and who chooses to raise them for their bacon and their ham and their lard and all of the various other factors of their physical body. But if a pig were allowed to be in the house, it could be trained to be more house trained than a dog. It could be trained to do lots of wonderful things. And all we have to do is to have a different attitude about things, to have a clear vision and praise it. And as we praise everything with our clear vision, everything gives back to us the measure of beauty, the measure of wonder, the measure of magic, and the measure of fun. Praise is clear vision. I have a wonderful body. I live in my ideal body. If it's in a change at the moment for any reason, that too shall pass. Just like Rex's coat catching all of the rubbish and the bushes and the dirt and stuff, and by the time we come back to the monastery, he's clean, and clean as a whistle. It's wonderful. You too. When children play in the sand, oh, they are full of water and sand, and they look just like, they look terrible. And as they play, little by little, the sand rolls away and dries off and is no longer on their skin. And pretty soon, they're back to the tender, gentle, lovable skin that the child has. And it's a wonderful thing. But praise is clear vision. So let us have always clear vision about ourselves and our world. I do, and I live in paradise 100% of the time. Come and join me. Or, hey, maybe you let me come and join you, because you live in paradise too, 100% of the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.